with Martin Besser. Jackrabbit FM cares. Good morning, angels.
I think Natasha did such a fantastic job telling us more about FamPro and the kind of work that they do. So important. Thanks to Angelique Haber that introduced us to them on Monday already on the show. It's Women's Month. It's August. We should talk about this every single month, every single day in this country until we can make a difference, make it stop. Thank you so much for telling us more about it, Natasha. And if you're just tuning in, just in short, FamPro represent women, children, families that are abused and may not have the means to fight the case. It should not stop at money. I mean, we hear this every single week on Good Morning Angels. You have the challenges, you have the solutions, and partykeer is daar net 'n bietjie geld wat kort en wat so 'n verskriklike groot verskil kan maak. And it always just leaves you feeling so powerless. But we can make a difference. We can get friends together, we can get angels together to make a difference. To tell us more about the kind of work that FamPro does, and one of the cases that they took on is Pam this morning. And if you are watching on live stream, we're not going to show Pam's face or even give the other people that are going to be mentioned in the story their names. But Pam, thank you so much.
Morning, Martin.
For joining us. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
FamPro, I mean, we need more organizations like these.
I absolutely agree. The work they do is just phenomenal. And Natasha herself is just
She's such great.
An incredible person. Wow.
Love her so much. She really came on and inspired me to want to support FamPro this morning. How did you connect with her?
There were two teenage children that were pretty much dumped on the side of the street with a plastic packet each.
What do you mean? Someone dropped them off?
Their guardians, family, whatever you want to call them. They reached out to Natasha. It was a Friday night. It was late. Natasha got me on the phone and asked me for help. Due to her being part of the foundation, she herself could not take in the kids. So she asked me just to, give them somewhere safe for the night.
Sorry, where are their parents?
Without disclosing too much, the mom hasn't been involved for a while due to circumstances. The legal guardian decided he did not want them. And
got in the car.
Got in the car.
With them. Gave them a plastic bag with what in it?
With a jacket. A few belongings.
And dropped them off on the side of the road.
Correct.
And then drove off.
And drove off.
Well, I never. And they're 16 and 18.
Correct.
So, and then you were called. And now, what went through your head? What, two teenagers?
I just thought, let's go.
Okay.
Pajamas in the car. Off we went. We fetched them.
My goodness.
Yeah, so...
And their life before that, well, I'm guessing if that is the kind of twist that you face in your life, what preceded that could not have been a lot of joy and care and love, am I right?
It's been...
What kind of life did they live up until that stage?
Years and years of physical and verbal abuse. There's been stories that, you've got to be strong, but I've kind of got to leave the room. And I break down because it's just too much to fathom that people could do this to two innocent children.
What a huge, task now and responsibility now on your shoulders, because you now need to show them a different life.
100%. So it's been 4 months now. So what turned out to be a night or a couple of days has turned into 4 months. And I love these children like they are my own. I've got two small children of my own already. And, in the beginning, you're scared. You're financially, how the hell am I going to do this?
What do you call people like Pam? Give me a word.
Angels.
So now you've got two small kids. How small are they?
They are 4 and 9.
And now you've got two teenagers as well.
Correct.
How's that going for you?
Look, there's been lots of laughs. There's been lots of cries. There's been good days, ups, downs.
What do you say to them, Pam? What do you say? How do they take it all in? How do you process that?
You know what, Martin? At the end of the day, it's I let them be, and when they're ready to open up to me, and they have been, they do. And you know, when you get told something like, Auntie Pam, you give us a reason to wake up in the mornings, how do you, you know, what happens to these kids if it's not for us? What will become of them? So yeah, it's tough financially, but it's not an option. We will make this work, and we will give these kids a future.
Tell me something. Where does the legal element come in? What happens next now? What is FAMPRO dealing with?
So currently, obviously the kids are pretty much in a safe house at the moment. So legally, they will be placed in our care, mine and my husband's. The legalities with regards to the parents is obviously a different situation. They're dealing with that as well. And yeah, it's...
And you get support from FAMPRO?
Well, with the legal costs, yes.
Yeah, because that's what
so
they do.
So they've taken on everything. We haven't had to pay a cent. They haven't asked us for a cent with regards to that.
It's kind of a... It sounds like a silly question, but are they okay? Are they going to have a chance in life to process it all? And because, I mean, the one is 18, so you kind of have to start, I suppose, working... What? Schooling? What did they... Are they...
So they were in school, they were deregistered.
What does that mean?
So they were doing online. Oh. So when they were dumped, they were deregistered from the school at the same time.
Okay.
I've spent weeks and days phoning schools and trying to get the kids in. They've only got a grade 10. So the 18-year-old, obviously, you know, he is behind because they've moved around and they've been out of school so much. Last week, we were thrown a lifeline from an online school that was willing to accept the kids.
Okay.
On an online basis without the documentation. I mean, I have no previous reports. I have no birth certificates. Yeah. I don't have anything. And there was an angel that came to us last week, and the kids have started. We've gotten them laptops. So they are currently...
What do they want to become in life?
So the girl wants to become an air hostess. She wants to travel the world. I mean, these kids have never been on holiday. They've never seen the sea. They've never really been to a restaurant. They've never been to a zoo. I mean, there's so much that we take for granted, and it is so rewarding at the same time that I can give a 16 and 18 year old these experiences and experience those firsts with them. The older one, he is obsessed with cars, completely obsessed.
Is it?
So we're thinking maybe the mechanical engineering sort of route for him.
Yeah.
Just you know, something he enjoys, something that won't be a hassle to go to every day. And yeah.
Well, you're just freaking amazing.
Thank you.
And your husband?
Thanks.
What did he say?
My husband's not a man of many words. And I was chatting to someone outside now, and I was just saying, you know what, in the beginning it became, you know, it was going to be a few days, and, you know, it's financially it's tough, and you know what, make it work. And I prayed about it, and the more these children crept into my heart, the more I just thought to myself, what happens to them now? If they leave here, he's 18, he's on the streets. What happens to these children? And I prayed and I prayed. And one day I woke up and I just had the answer. I had this peace about it. These children were going to stay with me. I didn't care how we were going to make it work or how we were going to do it, but we were going to do it. And it was strange because my husband kind of reached the same place by himself without us really physically sitting down and having a conversation about it.
Sure. That's amazing. So, well, I'm glad that their lives changed for the better. I really am. And people that are often part of a story, a positive change in people's lives, will be represented by a good friend to the show, Rita Ingenblick, representing the SPA Women's Virtual Challenge. Have you heard of that?
I have, yes.
They do amazing things. Every year it's just a privilege to be part of their story in some small way. Rita, goeiemôre.
Hi, goeiemôre Martin, goeiemôre.
It's always lekker om jou te sien.
Ach, baie dankie, dit is lekker om hier te wees, baie dankie.
Hoor jy so om die draai, nee?
Ja, hoor jy so, ek denk jy is meer uit na die somer, met die koue, as na die virtual challenge, maar ek moet sê, dit is om die draai.
And for those who don't know why we're mentioning this in the first place is because they do incredible work once again supporting women in South Africa, not just in August, all year round. This virtual challenge is now countrywide and it's amazing and you have fun doing it and you help them and you enable them to help other people. What the story? I mean, how do you even start comprehending what Pam just told us? And that is, unfortunately, it happens so often in our country.
Weet jy, Martin, dit is ongelooflik wat Pam vir ons vertel het, en ek haal my hoed af dat sy bereid was en haar gesin bereid was om oop te maak, want ek dink daar is baie mense wat bereid is om dit te doen nie, en ek dink dit highlight net weer die absolute nood wat daar is in ons land vir soveel mense en soveel kinders daar buiten. Ek dink as mens selfs na jou nou vanoggend luister en mens hoor die nood van vroue daar buiten, dan is dit hartverskeurend, en ek dink dis amper jy staan skuldig as jy nie opstaan en sê maar ek wil 'n verskil maak nie. Jy weet ek weet nie hoe luister jy na alles en sê maar ek kan net maar by die huis bly nie. Jy moet 'n verskil maak. Met iets kan jy 'n verskil maak, wil ek voel.
Ek kan beslis, en Pamela maak 'n verskil, liewe aarde, hulle maak 'n verskil. Onthou net hulle twee klein kinders al, that sounds like more than enough to me. I'll be honest. And then they said, no, we can give more, and we will find a way to give more. And I think that's the message to everybody in this country. And ek weet, but I can feel you yourself, geez, I'm already stretched. I feel, you know, I feel like I'm doing a lot. Maar yes, like, daar is maar weer baie nood hoor.
Definitely.
And what's the worst thing that can happen? The worst thing that can happen is you could give these children another chance at life.
Absolutely.
Dignity. Education. Work. To change the narrative, to change the story. Wat sin is het jy volgend?
Ja, Pam, ek wil graag van Spar Women's Virtual Challenge graag vir jou vanoggend R30,000 se spaar vouchers gee. Dit is R5,000 'n maand vir die volgende 6 maande wat julle kan help met julle groceries elke maand sodat die stres net so bietjie minder is vir julle daar buite.
It is amazing. Thank you.
As 'n groot
thank you so much.
Their slogan or their hashtag that they use this year, I love it. I rise.
Yes.
I rise. You rose to the occasion.
Absolutely.
You definitely. And those children will rise. Most importantly. But there's more.
Ja. En dan wil ek vir al die mense sê daar buite wat ons online inskrywings maak die 10 Augustus toe, maar vir almal wat inskryf en die referral code Jacka gebruik,
yes,
gaan ons die helfte van die inskrywingsgeld teruggee vir FamPro sodat hulle nog meer mense kan
help. Yes. Wow. Yes. Don't register right now. Join us. Join us all. This year for the virtual challenge and then also contribute towards FamPro. I hope Natasha is listening outside. I'm sure she's going to be happy. I also from Good Morning Angels want to give you another 30,000.
What's an honor? I don't even have the words.
Sure.
You guys are incredible. No. From the bottom of my heart, from the children, my family, thank you.
Yeah, just to help you, help them. Look after yourself.
Thank you, Martin.
Met vier kinders, genade. Vrou, jy het baie hulp nodig. Dankie, Spar. Yeah. Thank you, Spar. A virtual challenge. Dankie, Rita. You're always there.
Oh, thank you, Martin. It's such a privilege to be there.
All right. Well, can I now say Happy Women's Month?
Yes. Yes, you can.
You definitely, yeah. I just want to say, Pam is busy thanking everyone. We thank you.
No, listen.
You know, this is what we need. The inspiration is South Africans. Thank you.
All about paying it forward, eh?
Yeah.
Well said. Good job, angels. Good job.
Good morning. It's going to be a great day.
Oh, you make me feel
good. You're with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Bester. Hey, wake up. Wake up.
Get out of bed. I'm ready.
Wake up with your morning family.
Good morning.
What up?
With Martin Bester.